is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. down the floor to Meyer. Layup good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three balls, good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor Bade.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got a real cat fight for you tonight from here at Minster on senior night. The Tigers of Jackson Center, the Wildcats of Minster, two of the very best unranked Division IV teams in the state of Ohio. Jackson Center, 14-4 overall, 8-3, third in the Shelby County League. Tigers have won 6 of 7. Thumped Rushi last night, 55-30. Meanwhile, Minster, 13-4 on the year, first in the MAC, 7-0. Minster's won 8 of 9, two extremely hot clubs. This should be one heck of a barn burner tonight here at Minster. We're on early. We thought we might be on earlier. JV game ran overtime. Senior night ceremony. We're about 5 minutes away from tip. Should be a fine contest, Chuck.
I think it's going to be a great game. I am really looking forward to the matchup of 6'5 Aiden Reichert and 6'5 Justin Nixon. Those two together, I mean, that's going to be a battle inside. Both of them play great defense. Both of them good offensive threats. And that's going to come down to who gets the better of that matchup and who supporting cast picks up the slack tonight.
Oh, I'd agree with that. I think three-point shooting from Jackson Center might be a difference. Tigers shoot it better from behind the arc than Minster, although Minster leads the MAC in most every single department. How about this, Chuck? 45% for the year, field goals, number one in the Midwest Athletic Conference, scoring margin, 14 points first, scoring defense, second, 41 points, scoring offense, first, 55 points, rebounds, 31 a game. 91 threes Minster's made. Jackson Center shoots a little better percentage, where Minster has a weakness, free throw line below 60%.
That's not great, but Jackson has been getting a lot out of Jace Mullenauer, the 5'10 sophomore.
Yep.
You go on the other side, you got Johnny Nixon, who I don't think he's going to start tonight, only because it's senior night. They're going to start a senior in his spot, but he really adds to them. And then Kettner and Falk, they can just absolutely shoot the basketball.
Oh, yeah. And this Minster team is coming off a 56-41 drubbing of St. Henry right here last night. St. Henry was unbeaten in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Minster took over sole possession. Johnny Nixon scored 24. Justin Nixon scored 15. Aiden Reichert averages a hair under 20 a game. Wow. What a scrap it's going to be on the interior among those three young men here this evening.
And it's going to come down to the three guys that are standing in front of us right now. How closely are they going to call it?
Yep.
Because if they call it closely, I think that gives Minster a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah, Wildcats have a little more depth than the Tigers, no question.
That's what I'm thinking.
So many thanks to our great business partners here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, one of our anchors, your amazing glass connection to AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Dickman's been on with us 10.5 years. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. GOFFENA. GoffneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And a lot of gratitude as well to the Sydney Daily News, award-winning sports page coverage, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Chuck, let's take a 2-minute break. We'll return with starting lineups. Opening tip, fine JV game. Jackson Center pulled it out, no T, right?
Yep, they won by two, and Minster rimmed out a three that would have won the game for them in the first overtime. So, yeah, it was a well-played, good JV game.
With the impending storm, we've had great entertainment here tonight in advance of the snow. It's been a fine evening, senior night at Minster. Outstanding preliminary game, and we expect a real tussle in the varsity tilt here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-TangemanFH.com. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282, 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, a continuing tradition since 1866. And we welcome Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We build neighborhoods. Take advantage of this deal extended through February 24th because it's been so popular at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. That's right, free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill.
Hey, they didn't pay the light bill.
Well, they turned the lights out on us here at Minster, Chuck, and we're waiting for them to come back on as the Minster starters are being introduced. This Jackson Center team needs a good game from Jace Mullenauer, and I think Carson Regula can be a factor, too.
Carson Regula has played really well for them. He's a good athlete, and Mullenauer has become their second-best scorer. Who they need to really get off the snide shooting the basketball is Sosby. Boy, if they can add him consistently offensively, they're going to be a really, really good basketball team come tournament time, which is getting close. We're almost in February.
Yes, Sosby needs to instill his confidence, that's for sure. And here tonight, Camden Reese has got to hold his own on the inside.
Right. Yeah, they got definite size. So, yeah, they're going to have to do a good job rebounding tonight and not allow the Wildcats to have three, four cracks each time down the floor.
Chuck, I know one thing for sure. I was asked by a number of people here, Jack, predict the victor tonight. Who do you think will win this contest? And I said, the team with school colors, orange and black.
Yeah, it's going to be a cat. It could be a wild. Could be a tiger.
That big deal at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers, 25 colors and styles. Save up to 50% on cabinets compared to the big box stores. Sale ends February 24th, 18 months same as cash. Financing available. Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Mr. Wildcats starting all seniors in this game tonight. Eric Schmidt, 6-foot senior guard. Brian Falk at a wing, 6'3 senior, 13 points a game. Brady Holscher, 6'1 senior. Josh Niekamp, a 5'10 senior. And Justin Nixon, 16 a game, a 6'5" senior. Opening tip won by Minster, which quickly missed a long three. Jackson Center got the rebound, stolen by Holscher. He breaks down the floor, missed a driving layup with the left hand, got his own rebound, and now Minster resets on the arc. It's that same traditional starting five for Jackson Center.
Here's a long three ball, left corner by Falk. A Minster rimmed and came out. It circled the iron.
Jackson's had two possessions. They haven't gotten a shot off yet.
Carson Regula, Jace Mullenauer out front. 5'11", 5'10", junior and sophomore respectively. Aiden Reichert in the middle, 6'5", senior. Trevor Sosby at a wing, a 5'11", senior. And Camden Reese, a 6'3" sophomore. Both teams play nitty-gritty defense. What's that, the third turnover?
Third turnover for Jackson to start the game. They haven't got a shot yet.
Fortunately, it's just nothing-nothing.
Yeah, well, it's a cold start to the game.
Right. Tigers in the road gray. I like these uniforms. Orange numbers outlined in black. Here's a long three-pointer by Falk straight away. Bingo, he's got it. Brian Falk just tossed in a long one, 24-footer. He is an adept left-handed jump shooter. Well, if he gets off the snide, he can pour in four or five threes on you. And he launches Minster to a 3-0 lead with 90 seconds gone here in the first quarter. Outside the arc, it's Reese. Got a Reichert straight away. Reichert starts a drive. Picked up by Johnny Nixon. Baseline left. It goes on the play to Camden Reese. And the ball is punched into the corner by Minster. Last touch with Jackson center. And not sure if I agree with that call or not. Nonetheless, it's the fourth turnover by the Tigers. Not the start head coach Scott Elkert wanted. Four miscues. But Jackson center right out of the gate. 2 minutes gone. Fortunately, just one field goal made here at the outset by Minster. Powering into the lane goes Justin Nixon. Flips it 20 feet away to Adam Kettner, a 5'10 senior who has checked in. Behind him to Holscher. Ball thrown deep left corner, handled there by Brady. Swings it to Josh Niekamp. Here's Sosby defending Brian Falk really well. He started to drive. Sosby closed him off. Here's a ball thrown down inside to Justin Nixon. Tipped out of bounds by Aiden Reichert. 5.5 to go first quarter. Only one bucket so far. Well, we thought it might be first one to 40.
Yep,
10 points
could
a quarter. Good offensive looks at a premium tonight. Fine shots won't be available often. Left side Kettner into the lane area, back to the basket. Justin Nixon shoots a little floater, 7-footer in over Reichert. That's almost unstoppable.
That is his shot right there, boy. That little jump shot, little jump hook in the lane, he's deadly.
5-0 in favor of Minster. Here's a drive. Oh, what a play by Regula. He got into the paint area. Blocked by Minster. Outstanding defensive play. Long three. Holscher sizes it up. Short. Rebound volleyballed around. Jackson Center's got it. Tigers yet to score in over 3 minutes. Down 5-0. Reichert high right. Fakes left. Goes right. Works hard against Brian Falk. Oh, hits a cutting teammate, Camden Reese, on the two-pointer. Woo!
That's a great pass. And when you draw three defenders, somebody's got to be open.
A-plus for that assist by Reichert. 5-2, Minster. Long three ball, left corner. Brian Falk nearly out of bounds, overshot it. Rebound comes down to Jackson Center. Well, Falk was almost in the first row. He's got great range. 4:12 to go first period. Reichert might have gotten away with the travel. Dipsy do move into the lane. Left-handed shot. Good. He kissed it in off the glass.
He is so strong.
5-4, Minster. Outside the arc on the right, it's Brian Falk for Minster. Straight away to Adam Kettner. Here's Holscher out of the left corner. He guides one up, short. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Quickly up the floor, Sosby. Out of Camden Reese. Three-point shot, Regula. It's online, short. Hits the rim, climbs up over the board, out of bounds.
Now here comes Johnny Nixon into the game, and that gives them another 6'4 player inside.
Heck of a duo now on the interior. The two Nixons, Johnny and Justin, for the Minster Wildcats. Into the ballgame now, Johnny Nixon, as Chuck noted, 6'4 junior. Oh, Brian Falk, wow. He's got perfect form. He's a lefty, and he would beat you in a game of horse anytime.
Yeah, he cut to the nice cut to the basket, and they did a good job of finding him.
Two-pointer by Falk, 7-4, Minster. Open player, left side, Sosby, Jackson center. Oh, he rimmed it. Down below the iron, snapped out. Tough break for Sosby. Rebound down to Minster, which leads 7-4. Bounce pass into the lane to Justin Nixon. Stops his dribble. Gives it to Holscher. Right back to Justin. Reichert defends him. Justin fades. Blocked by Reichert. Oh, superb defensive play. Ball went to Sosby. Right wing, Camden Reese lets it fly. Bingo! Bingo! Tied at seven. Tied at seven. Minster lost the Jackson Center shooter. Timeout called. 2:46 remaining. First quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, on with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications are packaged by day and time for your convenience. Immunizations, too. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. Good post-up move by the athletic Brady Holscher, 6'1 senior from Minster, to give the Wildcats a 2-point edge, 9-7, 2 minutes left opening period. Sosby's got the ball 25 feet away. Good high pick set by Reichert. Frees up Sosby. Paint area. Little looper. Oh, it danced all around the rim. Hit every centimeter of the iron. Came off. Knocked out by Minster. Sosby shooting in tough luck.
He absolutely is. His three was most of the way down, and that was a heck of a move into the lane.
Yep. Jackson Center throws in on the arc. Handled there by Regula. Minster in the home white orange numbers. Wildcats in black across the chest. And orange piping down the side to the shorts. Here's Aiden Reichert, top of the key. Minute 42 to go, first quarter. 9-7 Minster. Reichert gave it up, got it back. Thought about shooting. Goes right wing to Sosby. Now they post up Reese and rotate the ball around to Mullenauer in the left corner. He has not touched it much. Holscher blanketing Mullenauer. Minute 24 to go, first quarter. 9-7 Minster. Now Regula's got it, 25 feet out. Brian Falk, 6'3 on him. Ball goes to Camden Reese. He bowls his way into the lane, pitches it back on the arc to Sosby. Good defense by Minster. Reichert sets a high screen for Regula, who uses it, doesn't drive, and then flips it back to Aiden. A minute to go. Overplay by Minster, and a steal. Well done, far side. Eric Schmidt took it away. Schmidt, 6-foot senior, on the theft. Up the floor to teammate Justin Nixon. Now between the rings, it's Schmidt. 48 seconds to go, first period. Minster up 2, 9-7. Jackson Center defending, tight man-to-man. Schmidt guarded by Mullenauer. Schmidt into the lane, leaves it on the arc for Holscher, doesn't shoot. Right back inside to Justin Nixon. A twisting move around Reichert, high off the glass, no good. Strong rebound, attacking the board. Brady Holscher from his wing position, fouled in the act of shooting. Well done by Holscher. 31 ticks on the clock, late first quarter, 9-7. Jackson Center down 2. Free throw, Holscher, got it. These two teams over the last 4 years have split 2-2, and 3 of the 4 meetings have been decided by a grand total of 8 points. Some close encounters last 4 seasons between these two teams. Both foul shots made by Holscher, and Minster has mounted an 11-7 advantage. 29 seconds to go, first quarter. Ball walked up by Camden Reese. He's guarded out high by 42, Justin Nixon. Camden to Reichert, right back to Camden. Foot on the Wildcat logo, midcourt. Now the ball dealt to Reichert. 11, 10, 9. Reichert dribbling. Will they clear out for him? They do. He drives, pulls up below the foul line, missed it off the flange. Good rebound, Johnny Nixon. Here's a long shot from midcourt, let go by Adam Kettner. No good. Off of support above the backboard, and the first quarter finishes. Mixter in the lead, 11-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
You know, every day, banks can support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Jackson Center possession as we initiate play here in quarter number two, 11-7 Minster. Tigers on the road here at the lair of the Wildcats, senior night at Minster. Tigers attack left corner, Mullenauer. Mullenauer picked up 25 feet away by Brady Holscher. Now the ball swung to Sosby, back to Mullenauer. Baseline drive against Eric Schmidt. Shot deflected. Loose ball below the backboard. Touch last by Minster. Out of bounds to the Tigers. Jackson Center gets a break. Tim Minster doing a good job spying on Mullenauer so far.
They're doing a good job on everybody. No, nobody's getting a real good look at it.
Nope. Minster's defense outstanding all year long. Ball thrown in top of the circle to Riker. Long fadeaway triple. No, off the heel. Ball bounds in the left corner, and Minster tracks it down. It goes to Schmidt. Schmidt runs it up the floor. 1 minute gone, second quarter. 11-7, Minster by four over Jackson Center. Here's a long three left side of the court, aired up there by Eric Schmidt of Minster. Much too hard. Weak side rebound. Jackson Center foul. Schmidt, in his anxiety to get the ball back, picked up a common personal. 4-point lead, Minster. Game was tied at 7. Minster scored the last four of the first quarter. 1:06 gone in period number two. Midcourt, it is Camden Reese. Camden Reese picked up 25 feet away. That's Zach Fortman in the game now. 6'5" junior for Minster. On top, Mullenauer, opening foul line. Swish! 16-footer, Chase. Maybe that'll get him untracked. He penetrated through the top of the circle just a bit. Got an opening right around the foul stripe. Here's a little give and go by Minster. Errant pass on the loose. Regula. Look at him fly down the floor. All the way to the rack. Left-handed. Got it. Regula for Jackson Center. Tied at 11. 6:12 left here in quarter number two. On the arc, it is Schmidt. Schmidt with the ball for Minster. Straight away to Fortman. Deep right quarter, Kettner. Now Brian Falk. Here's Schmidt, and he lets go a long three-pointer with the left hand. Hits the front rim. Backboard comes off. Jackson Center's got it. Minster settling for a three there. Tigers will take it. Jackson Center, a chance to go ahead. Oh, look at that drive by Camden Reese from way out on the floor. He bulldozed into the lane, laid it up strong, but guess what? It's stuck back in by Rikert. Six straight for the Tigers. Wildcats need a timeout. 5:37 left in the second. 13-11 Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Start dreaming. Hoyne & Hoyne Builders in Anna specializes in beautiful custom-built homes. We also offer custom home interiors, remodels, and additions. Bring to life your 2.5-acre country lot. Hoyne & Hoyne property off Wrecker Road is in the Anna School District and offers high-speed internet. Make the call to design your dream home. 937-394-7144. What you imagine, we create at Hoyne & Hoyne Builders in Anna. Online at HoyneAndHoyneBuilders.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi, a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. The supporter grows. We're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com. 5:13 to go, second quarter, 13-11 in favor of Jackson Center, which has reeled off six straight. Here is Schmidt on the arc, foul line to Holscher. Now 25 feet away, Justin Nixon, open player low on the left, pivots, Johnny Nixon, left it short. He had it crippled, couldn't get it over the iron. He met resistance from Tiger defenders. Jackson Center snared the rebound. Reichert, baseline left. He pivots, goes opposite to Sosby. Fadeaway triple, hit the ring, bounded off into the corner. And it's collected by Brian Falk of Minster. 4:35 to go, first half. 13-11, Jackson Center. Here's Schmidt. Schmidt retreats to the Wildcats logo at midcourt for Minster. Schmidt hangs on. Oh, here's a sloppy pass. Picked off on the play by Sosby. He darts down the floor all the way to the rim. Sosby for two. What a steal by Sosby.
It was a great anticipation steal, but that shot almost rolled off the rim on him.
Yep. Thank goodness Sosby got one to roll in.
He needed one.
Finally.
For his psyche.
15-11. Eight straight, but Jackson Center, which leads by four. Under four to go. Second quarter. Good overplay out high by Sosby. Here's a pivot into the lane area. Justin Nixon banks it up over Reichert. No good. Hit the backboard rim. Came off. Strong rebound. Regula. Foul. Minster.
I don't keep individual rebounding, but I know that's at least six defensive rebounds by Regula here in the game so far.
Tell you what, Chuck. His height is what, 5'11"? How's he listed?
Yeah, he's 5'11". He just boxes out well, and boy, he's got springs for legs.
He sure does. A lot of hops. He plays like 6'2 or 6'3.
But it's not how high you jump, it's how quickly you jump.
Yes.
In basketball.
And savvy in getting position. Here's Reichert exploding down the lane, has two shots blocked by Justin Nixon, and then Mister runs the floor, driving right down the middle. Justin missed it. Long pass, Jackson Center, picked off the Minster. Wow. Each team getting throwaway happy, and Minster has the ball, not having scored in the quarter, right, Chuck?
Well, yeah, and you can't really blame them for wanting to run the floor, because when you get into a half court, both teams are really struggling.
Yes. Baseline left, Justin Nixon. He dodges Reichert, goes up underneath him, and Reichert is whistled for a ticky-tack foul on the wrist. Justin Nixon to the stripe to shoot two. He is not an exceptionally good foul shooter. 3:06 to go here in the first half. And Minster has been blanked in the second period of play. It is 15-11 Tigers who have pumped home eight straight. Free throw by Nixon. Got it.
They're 3 for 3 tonight so far, shooting free throws. That's really good for them.
Yep, that'll improve that 59% foul shooting percentage on the year real quick. Second free throw here by Justin Nixon of Minster on the way. It swirls around and comes off. And there's Regula, another defensive rebound. 3 minutes to go, first half, 15-12, Jackson Center. Regula right side to Reichert. Guarded on the arc by Johnny Nixon. Oh, Reichert puts it on the deck, goes baseline, up and under, hacked on the play. Let's see if it's in the act of shooting or on the drive.
They're going to call it on the floor. I thought he kind of got away with a little bit of a travel again.
2:51 to go here in the second quarter. 15-12, Jackson Center over Minster, which has not registered a bucket from the floor in the second quarter. They've been shut out from the field. Jackson Center inbounding below the rim. Airmailed out to Regula at midcourt. Picked up there by Schmidt. Regula 40 feet away. Goes to Reichert outside the arc on the left. Challenge there by Johnny Nixon. Aiden between the rings. Right wing Mullenauer steps into a long two-pointer. Bingo! He's got it. Mullenauer found a little open spot, and he popped it through.
Yeah, he faked the drive, got himself a little room, like you said.
And here's Minster trying to throw to Justin Nixon in the post. Great steal by Reichert, and as he bolts up the floor, he's hooked from behind by Minster. Right now, it's all Tigers, who once trailed 11-7, Chuck, a 10-1 spurt to Jackson Center.
Yeah, they trailed 11-7 at the quarter, and now it's 17-12.
With 2:22 remaining till halftime. Here comes Camden Reese up over the Wildcat logo at midcourt. Picked up 30 feet away by Justin Nixon. Ball thrown to the post to Camden Reese. Strong overplay by Justin Nixon. And the ball rolls to midcourt. Reichert reaches in from behind. That's his second.
That's his second foul.
And he's got to play carefully the remainder of the second period. Head coach Scott Elkert consternating on the far side right now. What's he going to do? 17-12 Tigers, 2:08 remaining, second period of play. Out on the arc at Schmidt. Minster yet to record a field goal in the second stanza. Left side Schmidt open, long left-hand jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound, pinballed into the corner. Schmidt follows, scrapes it off the floor. Long lob pass to the center line. Caught there by Justin Nixon. Three-point shooter right wing. It's Falk. It skidded off the rim, no good. Rebound low on the left. Johnny Nixon fouled from behind by Jackson Center as the Wildcats get some boards at the offensive end. Minute 41 to go, first half, and it's 17-12 Jackson Center. Minster, 1 point. 1 point for Minster in the entire second quarter so far in 6.5 minutes. Deep in the left corner with the ball is Johnny Nixon for Minster. Back to the basket. Johnny, 6'4 junior, hits a cutter. Now it's thrown to Kettner. Deep in the right corner, Falk. Falk starts a drive. Bodies fly. Could have been a charge. It's on the deck. Ball rolling. Jackson Center scoops it up. Tigers had the numbers momentarily, but they back it out.
Kellen Reichert has checked into the game. I had to check and make sure. I thought that's who that was, number 10.
It is. Fine junior varsity player. Another son of the superintendent. Aiden's got the ball. To Camden Reese, to Kellen, to Mullenauer. Between the rings, it's Sosby. Now to Reese, 48 seconds to go. Tigers whittling seconds off the clock. Late second quarter, 42 ticks left. Riker, timeline, Wildcat logo. Oh, he's got an avenue down the left side of the lane. Too hard off the backboard. Camden Reese couldn't snare the rebound. Schmidt did for Minster. Somebody's got to stop him. Look at him go, driving left-hand layup. Overshot it. Rebound Jackson Center. Two on two. And it is Kellen Reichert, forecourt left, retreats back out on top with it. Down to 13 to go. Here's Reichert, 30 feet away, looks at the clock. On the bounce, 8 seconds to go. Inside the foul line. Good look from 12, too hard. Rebound Minster, 3 remaining. Schmidt blazes a trail down the floor, all the way to the rack. Got it! He registers Minster's only bucket of the second quarter, and he beats the buzzer. It took Minster 7:59 of the second period to get a shot to go in from the floor. Jackson Center up 3, 17-14 at the half on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family.
Has been family owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
And welcome back to Minster. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, your MAST announcers. We are at the Minster High School gym on senior night. A good crowd. Fine ceremony before the game. Thrilling JV contest won by Jackson Center in overtime. And our varsity tilt is a low-scoring one, 17-14, in favor of Jackson Center by three. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. For Minster tonight, the winning combination utilized the Nixons on the inside and give Aiden Reichert-Fitz make just enough threes to keep Jackson Center defensively honest on the perimeter. For the Tigers, Aiden Reichert's got to have a good game, and he needs help from his supporting cast for sure. Those are key building components for the Tigers. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi, and see firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie. Not much going on in the scorebook so far, Chuck.
No, it's been kind of a typical Saturday night kind of Max Shelby County kind of game. You know, it's going to be defensive. Half court is non-existent on both. If they can get a breakout, that's where they're getting their scoring. Jackson has a 15-12 rebounding advantage, but Minster has four offensive rebounds. Jackson has zero. They turned the ball over. Jackson turned it over seven times. They turned it over five times of their first six possessions, so yes, they cut that off after the start of the game. Minster's turned it four times. The Tigers have not gone to the free throw line. Minster 3 of 4 from the free throw line. The Wildcats led by Brian Falk with 5. They got 4 from Brady Holscher. They got 3 from Justin Nixon. They got 2 from Eric Schmidt. They scored 11 and 3, 14 for the first half. Jackson, on the other hand, led by Camden Reese with 5. Jace Mullenauer has 4. Aiden Reichert has 4. They got two from Regula. They got two from Sosby. They scored 7 and 10, and they lead it 17-14 at the half.
Wow, 7 minutes and 59 seconds in the second quarter before Minster got its first field goal of the second period. What in the world did Jackson Center do, or was Minster just missing good looks, not taking advantage of nice shot opportunities?
Well, they were settling a little bit. They shot quite a few threes in that second quarter.
Yep.
And Jackson didn't take advantage. I mean, Jackson scored 10 points. But if they could have had any kind of a quarter, they could have a comfortable lead right now. Right now, it's a one-possession game still.
Yep. Halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGIncOH.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Now, back to the big game on scoresbroadcast.com and WNBR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Here are Jack and Chuck.
Well, a big shout-out on its way down to Woodstock, Georgia. Spoke with Mr. Springer here in the stands before the contest tonight, a Jackson Center fan. And he said, Jack, can you give us a shout-out to Deb Meyer in Woodstock, Georgia? Deb has got West Central Ohio connections. Hello, Deb, down in Georgia. I don't think you're getting a big winter storm like we are here in Ohio. It's our LaCal Equipment Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal promotes student academic success. It's done so since our start 15 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus, the name LaCal, we could not have gotten started without support from LaCal. Tonight, we highlight Jackson Center sophomore cheerleader Sarah Swigert, 4.0 student. Tina and Travis, her parents, FCCLA, plays flute in the pep band, TGIF club, marching band, academia, show choir, she's soprano, plays volleyball, J.O. volleyball. She'll study at UVCC next year in the medical academy, and she'd like to pursue the medical profession in college. Well, we start the third quarter of this game, and guess what? Jackson Center makes a steal at midcourt, and it's Aiden Reichert who steers his body the other way, barges down the floor, out ahead of the pack, and he jams it down. Big time flush by Aiden. And it's a 19-14 lead for the Tigers. A 12-3 run to Jackson Center, which once trailed 11-7. Here's a very sloppy pass by Minster into the lane. Ball tipped around, and the Tigers come away with it. It's Regula into the half court. Tell you what, Chuck, Minster appears to me to be suffering a little hangover from winning that big MAC game last night against St. Henry, which was unbeaten in the league coming in.
Yeah, and that could be. And also, Jackson Center is a lot better than St. Henry.
I think you nailed that one. Oh, here's a nice move on the inside by Camden Reese. Camden Reese held his ground. The defender for Minster fell away. Camden posted up and banked it in from 6 feet, and then Camden makes a steal. Look at Camden go. He zips down the floor. Shot on the run, no good, but he draws a two-shot foul, and the Tigers are off and running, up 7, 21-14.
Yeah, they came out of the locker room with a lot of energy to start the third quarter. Three turnovers for the Wildcats, and without a shot to start the third quarter.
Yeah, Minster not sharp the last one quarter plus. That is an understatement. Free throw by Camden Reese, who was jarred in the act of shooting, is good. And it's 22-14. Tigers lead now 8. Lane Voisard, junior cheerleader at Minster, recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. Another exceptional 4-point student, daughter of Tess and Doug. She is the recorder for the FFA organization, Math Club, Investment Club, volunteers at the Animal Shelter in St. Mary's, a youth leadership organization, government club, golf team captain, Lane's favorite iron, her sand wedge. And she'll study biology at the University of Kentucky. She'll maintain the nickname, the Wildcats.
Well, I'll tell you what, if she volunteers at the Animal Shelter, I love the young lady.
2 minutes gone, third quarter. Minster attacking, down 9 after the Tigers just tossed in 2 free throws. Camden Reese hit a pair, and Minster is stymied at the offensive end. Great defense by Jackson Center the last 9.5 minutes of this game. Minster gets a player open, baseline right. A little 7-footer is good. Johnny Nixon, short shot, short corner. Minster kind of fell into that one.
That was Johnny's first shot attempt of the game.
23-16, Jackson Center had been up 9. Bad pass, Tigers steal Wildcats. Somebody's got to cover Schmidt. Nobody does. And he dunks down the floor, a mad dash to the rim, up and good. 4 straight by Minster. 23-18 in favor.
I don't think anybody's going to pull away in this game.
No, Here's Reichert, left side, Regula. Coming out to track him, Justin Nixon. Regula fakes right, goes left. Baseline, Justin shuts him off. Now Camden Reese, near side Mullenauer. Schmidt guards him. Mullenauer picks up his dribble, flips it outside. We saw a little bit of Kellen Reichert late in that second quarter for the Tigers. Kellen, a 5'9 sophomore. Here's a missed jump shot by Mullenauer from 10 feet. Rebound splashes off the rim to Schmidt of Minster, which can cut it down to 3, maybe even 2. Baseline pass handled by Justin Nixon. He dribbles through the lane area, goes up against Reichert. His shot hits the rim 3-4 times. Kerplunk, it falls in. He got a lucky bounce. And the lead for Jackson Center is 3. 6 straight by Minster. Here's Aiden Reichert with the ball, 30 feet away. Just 90 seconds ago, Jackson Center led 23-14. Being bodied out high as Camden Reese. He explodes down the lane, hooks it up on the go to the rim, and he drew a foul, not in the act of shooting, but on the drive. 4 minutes, 9 seconds to go, third quarter. Bodkins defeated Fairlawn easily tonight, 68-35 at the Jets gym. So Bodkins and Anna now both played 10 games in the Shelby County Athletic League. Each is 8-2. Tied for the top spot. Here's Aiden Reichert finding a little bit of an opening. He corkscrews his way into the lane. Awkward shot, no, but he did attract the two-shot foul.
So if he gets in the lane, 9 times out of 10, he's going to go to the free throw line or make a basketball.
Right. And I tell you what, Chuck, he has gotten better and better and better at the foul line until he misses right there.
That was just it was a nice soft shot, just a little bit to the left.
Yeah. Hit the front rim, rolled to the back rim, rolled to the left side of the rim, back to the front, fell off. That one is all cord. He tickled the twine on number two, and it's 24-20. Jackson Center by four. 3:48 to go in the third quarter. Minster attacking to our left. It is Josh Niekamp, 5'10 senior. Now goes to Schmidt. Niekamp catches. Right wing, Adam Kettner, 5'10 senior. Kettner off balance. Oh, looked like he might have taken steps. He drives, forced one up. Shot was wild. Bailed out. Foul against the Tigers. Two free throws here for Kettner. Not sure what head coach Scott Elkert was unhappy with. Was it the call or maybe the lack of defense?
I think it was the defense.
Yep. Kettner with two. He missed it. It circled the iron. 24-20, Jackson Center, 3:34 to go, third quarter. So many thanks to Sarah Swigert, sophomore cheerleader, Jackson Center, 4.0 student, daughter of Tina and Travis, and Lane Voisard, junior cheerleader at Minster, 4.0 student, daughter of Tess and Doug. They are our Local Equipment student athlete spotlight performers tonight. Yep, Kettner made the second free throw, Chuck, and then quickly Jackson Center gets a nice jump shot from the left side. And then, wow, Schmidt goes coast to coast for Minster. He barrels down the floor and cuts it right back to three.
Well, you had Mullenauer at this end, then you got Schmidt taking it right back at you.
Mullenauer and Schmidt trade hoops. Here's a nice post-up move low on the left to Camden Reese. No. Rebound Aiden Reichert, might have been fouled. It is smacked out of bounds by Minster. 26-23, Tigers, 2:57 to go, third quarter. Jackson Center's biggest lead, 23-14. Minster was out in front, 11-7 at the end of one. Reichert straight away, shot fake, pivots into the lane against Justin Nixon, doesn't shoot. Goes to Sosby, left flank, out high to Regula. Regula looks inside, Mullenauer cuts, now Mullenauer comes out. Left wing, it's Camden Reese. Camden Reese looks for Sosby, posting up in the lane. No opportunity there. 2:34 to go, third quarter. 26-23, Tigers over the Wildcats. Reichert straight away, picked up by Justin Nixon. Reichert spin move in the lane. The Nixons combined to block his shot. It's loose on the floor. Minster comes away with it. Good no call. That was all ball, it appeared. Schmidt with the ball for Minster. Between the rings to Justin Nixon. 2:10 to go, third quarter. Tigers up three. Here's Kettner. Left flank, Falk. He's been silent since the first period. Falk gives it up, gets it back. Ball lobbed into the lane. Oh, good defensive play by Camden Reese. He swats it free. Gives it up to Reichert. Now to Mullenauer. Behind him to Sosby. Right corner to Camden. Tigers set it up.
Good job of pulling that back out. Heck of a steal.
Yes, it sure was. Nifty theft by Camden Reese. Here's a drive down the lane. Mullenauer splits a couple defenders. He's toppled below the basket and is awarded two. Chuck, there will be free throw shot. Plenty of them over the final 9 minutes, so. 9 minutes plus of this game. So you got to make them. They'll decide this contest.
I think Mullenauer, in my opinion, is the most improved from the first beginning of the season until now of anybody in the league.
Oh, I'd agree. Yep, he has really sparkled. He just swished the free throw. 27-23 Tigers. Mullenauer again, right on the button. 28-23, Tigers up 5. 1:41 to go, third quarter. Ball being walked over the timeline by Schmidt of Minster. Wildcats in the home white, orange numbers. Minster Wildcats in black across the chest. I love this road gray, but Jackson Center.
They're my favorite uniforms anybody has.
Oh, they are. Orange numbers outlined in black. Here's a pass down on the inside. Post up, half hook. Justin Nixon, no, off the heel. And we've got two players bear hugging the leather below the rim. Alternate arrow says Tiger ball. 28-23 Jackson Center. Two free throws, Mullenauer. Miss inside by Justin Nixon. A chance now for the Tigers. to restore a 7-point lead late in the third quarter, a minute 20 to go. Tell you what, Chuck, if there was any thought about Jackson Center sliding to a 3-seed at Pickwell win tonight here over Minster, that would put those thoughts to rest.
Oh, I think they're obviously the 2-seed.
Yep. Outside the arc on the left, it's Reichert for Jackson Center between the rings to Sosby. Sosby picked up 30 feet away. Good defense by Niekamp. Now Eden Reichert in motions. A minute remaining third quarter. Head coach Mike McClurg for Minster barking out instructions, as is Scott Elkert for Jackson Center. Oh, we got a 5-second count. Regula dribbling, and dribbling some more near center circle. Well guarded on the play by Schmidt, and it's ruled a 5-second count, or was it a timeout? But Jackson Center just in the nick of time.
Wow, if it was, because that was real close. It was absolutely a 5-second call. I didn't see when he got the timeout call.
Break for the Tigers, who retain the possession. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Jackson Center up 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Oh, don't forget Riemann Drywall in Anna. Professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, insulation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction, and service for homes and commercial businesses. A 20-year reputation at Riemann. Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513. If you are within an hour of Shelby County and need drywall work, call Riemann Drywall. Drywall done right with Riemann. Oh, Jackson Center has it stolen. Tigers get careless at midcourt. A bust out the other way. Laid in by Holcher. He got the theft at the timeline, and he cuts the Jackson Center cushion to 3.
Well, it's just like watching an accident happen. You saw it getting ready to happen.
9 seconds left. Mullenauer foul line. Fadeaway jumper rimmed out. No good. 2 seconds to go. Long heave. 50-footer missed by Justin Nixon. Third quarter's in the books. Yep, Jackson Center once led 23-14 in the quarter. It's now down to 3, 28-25 Tigers. We head to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Steve and Ted Services, your local Lennox dealer. We're proud to offer only the finest heating, cooling, and indoor air quality products at Steve and Ted Services, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. At Steve and Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002, an excellent reputation since. Steve and Ted Services in Anna. We open up play here in the fourth. Here's Reichert defending on the inside. Might have gotten a fingertip on the ball. Flicked it away from Justin Nixon, and Jackson Center's got it.
That was Regula, heck of a steal.
Yep, Regula got a hand in there. Reichert pulled it down. Now Jackson Center up three, works the ball, opening 40 seconds. Third, fourth quarter of play. Reichert on the arc, wants to drive. They clear out for him. Might have gotten away with a walk. Euro step move in the lane. Hits it. What a play. Reichert.
Yeah, I think that was legal. I think it was a good long step.
Good shot by Aiden. Wow, is he nimble on his feet. Very agile. Here is Mincer with the ball in the paint area. Johnny Nixon barges into traffic. A couple of gray shirts were in his path, and it's ruled offensive.
That's a correct call. He kind of dropped his shoulder a little bit. But that was Mullenauer, and he took that straight in the chest.
I tell you what, those kinds of defensive plays, Chuck, win basketball games.
I used to pay the kids to take a charge. I found out later I wasn't allowed to, but I did anyway.
At least a Clancy's, anyway.
I was getting $5 a charge.
There you go. What if they charge you more? Oh, that was bad. That was bad. 6:59 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center hanging on to a five-point edge. Tigers possession. This is a big one. Five team fouls on Minster. In two more, Jackson Center's into bonus. Here's Regula, picks up his dribble. Goes outside the arc on the left to Reichert. Reichert into the corner of Mullenauer. And it's popped up in the air by Minster. It goes out of bounds. One referee says Wildcats ball. The officials confer it's going to stay with Jackson Center. And
that's the correct call.
Yes, that's the right choice. Mike McClurg of Minster says, really?
Yeah, the guy underneath was kind of screened a little bit. The guy on the outside came in.
And Scott Elkert nods his head in agreement. Tigers retain the ball. Here is Regula 30 feet away. Guarded by Kettner. Baseline drive. Regula stops and pops from 10. Oh, it skipped across the rim. Tough break. Rebound down to Schmidt for Minster. Schmidt into the forecourt. Five-point game. Jackson Center on top. 30 feet away, Falk. Heels to Schmidt. Ball thrown down the right side to Holscher. Into the top of the circle, Johnny Nixon. They want to go down into the paint to the big boy, Justin. Johnny fires it, 18-footer. It's in and out. Rebound, Jackson Center. Mullenauer down the floor, 6 minutes to go. Tigers up five. Aiden Reichert barrels in from the left baseline. Misses a six-footer. It hit the heel, kicked away to Justin Nixon. Long throw down the floor to Eric Schmidt. Tigers a couple chances to go up seven. Didn't convert. Justin Nixon back to the basket. Goes opposite, cross court to Schmidt, inside the arc, drives baseline, pivots against Mullenauer, fadeaway lefty. It is skipping around the rim and coming off. Boy, did every centimeter of it danced away. Jackson Center got the board. Sosby inside the arc, right flank. Long two-pointer. Bingo! Bingo! Big goal by Sosby. Jackson Center up seven. 32-25, 5:14 to go. Tigers got down the floor in a hurry, and Minster didn't spot up very well.
Yeah, they didn't find Sosby, and it's nice to see him make a jumper.
Here is Brian Falk on the arc to Schmidt. A long launch, a left-hander, got it! Eric Schmidt retaliates for Minster, a trifecta.
He's got nine.
Good game for the senior Schmidt, 32-28. Jackson Center up four, 4:48 to go, fourth quarter. Heck of a boys basketball game, Chuck, on Saturday storm night. We have been treated to an entertaining affair, that's for sure. Outside the arc on the right is Mullenauer. He drives into a Minster player who goes down. Fadeaway shot, Mullenauer, no good. Hit the back brace. And the ball flew into the far corner. Minster gobbled it up. Minster down four. Post-up play, Justin Nixon. Little push shot, seven-footer. Hits it.
Johnny Nixon.
Johnny Nixon with two. Good teamwork on the inside. Justin and Johnny. And you look at the scoreboard now, it's a two-point game. 32-30. Minster was once down nine, 23-14. Long shot, three-pointer, Camden Reese. That might not have been in the offense. Head coach Scott Elkert says, I'm not sure about that one. And Minster got the long carom. Oh, here's a good feed. Layup is in. Johnny Nixon. Pass from Justin Nixon. Wow, the Nixons go to work on two straight possessions. We're tied up at 32. Head coach Scott Elkel gets a timeout. Minster fans going crazy on senior night. It's a cat fight here at Minster. All dotted. 3:36 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Wygant, an anchor business partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. It is new. Thank you so much, Wygant Real Estate and Development. And also new here on scoresbroadcast.com is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, South Ohio in Sydney, one of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County. A continuing tradition since 1866, Psalm McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home. Online at Psalm, S-A-L-M hyphen, McGill and Tangeman, FH.com. Well, after the timeout, the Tigers get down to business, pump the ball inside to Aiden Reichert, and he goes up for a short shot. He's pounded on the arm, and he connects on the first free throw to lift Jackson Center to a one-point lead, 33-32. 3:23 to go, fourth quarter. Aiden again. In again. Two-point game. Going to the wire.
11. Yeah, it's going down.
Going down to the wire.
I said nobody's going to pull away in this one. I'd be shocked.
Three of the last four between these two clubs have been squeakers. Final possession games. Here is Nixon, the big fella in the lane. Justin up and under. Oh, he might have been bailed out down low. The official signifies that Justin Nixon was kicked. No foul up high. Justin gotten with the leg. A left-handed half-hook shot from 5 feet away. Missed it.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm just really not sure.
He missed it badly, but gets two free throws.
Well, Aiden is telling him sorry, so he must have hooked him with his foot.
Foul shot, good. Justin Nixon connects. Minster not ordinarily a real good foul shooting team. But the Wildcats have done pretty well tonight.
Five of seven, six of eight.
75%. Both of them drained by Justin Nixon. And we're tied right back up at 34. 3 minutes to go. Chuck, I smell overtime. We had OT in the preliminary game. One to Jackson Center in a thriller. Here's Camden Reese up in the circle. 2:53 to go. Keep in mind, 16 fouls on Minster. Tigers are in the bonus. Aiden Reichert, 30 feet out. Gives it up on the play to Sosby. Left side, Regula. Bounce pass into the lane. Dipsy Doo maneuver. Camden Reese, ball knocked away. Below the glass, Reichert picks it up. Perky jerky move in the lane. Scores! Wow. Oh, what a shot.
That was a tough shot right there.
Wow! What a shot, Aiden Reichert. Don't see how he could see over the Nixons. He couldn't see the rim. But a nice arching seven-footer. Jackson Center up two. Here is Minster into the paint area. It is Justin Nixon handing off on the play to Johnny. It looked like Jackson Center might have gotten leather. Could have been ruled a jump. Instead, team foul three. Common. 2:18 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Falk, three-point shooter on the arc. Far right wing, Schmidt. Into the post it goes to Justin Nixon against Reichert. Now back to Holscher. Back to Justin Nixon. He's doubled. Spins. Fades away. Too strong on the shot. And the Tigers have got three men on the weak side to rip down the board. A minute 56 to go. Jackson Center ahead by two with the ball. 36-34 Tigers. As Jackson Center's defense forced Justin Nixon into a real difficult half hook shot from 9 or 10 feet away. Jackson Center is in the 1-1. Tigers want to get to the foul line. Minute 35 to go. Tigers up 2. Ball fumbled deep right corner for Reese. He lost it off his leg, but Minster touched it last. Break Tigers.
This kind of reminds me of the Jackson Center Botkins game. Yep. Jackson Center has kept the lead after they got it. They've been tied, but Minster has not gotten the lead here in the second half. I think if they get the lead, Jackson might be in trouble.
A minute 30 to go. Near steal at midcourt by Justin Nixon. He got a hand on the ball, tried to tightrope the boundary, went into the Minster bench. Ball hit the stripe. Awarded back to Jackson Center, which is up 2. A minute 23 to go, fourth quarter. Reichert lobbing down inside, caught by Reese. Reese lays it up too hard. Oh, great pass. Reese couldn't finish. Jackson Center must defend the 3. Falk's got it right corner. A minute 11 to go. Here's Schmidt on the arc into Falk. Backs a player down. Might have gotten away with a charge. No call. He hits. He hits. An 8-footer. Good play. Fine post up by Falk. We're tied at 36.
I think a good no call, too. Yep.
55 seconds to go. Little acting job of the Tigers ignored by the official. 45 seconds to go. Reichert top of the circle. We're tied up. Aiden puts it on the deck in traffic. On the arc to Camden Reese. Back to Reichert. 38 seconds to go. Tigers will run it down and play for 1 now. Jackson Center is in the bonus. 30 feet away, Camden Reese. Way out on the floor is Justin Nixon. They got him away from the goal right now. Camden wants to drive. Looks for help. Can't do it. Goes to Reichert. Reichert at the elbow on the left. Back out to Camden. 18 to play. 17. 16. Tied up at 36. Aiden Reichert with his foot on the Wildcat logo. 11. 10. Everybody on their feet here at Minster. We're tied. 36. 36. 6. 5. 4. Reichert spin move. 16-footer. No. Rebound Mullenauer. 10-footer. No. Overtime. Overtime. Oh, the Tigers had 2 good shots, and the Jackson Center bench furious that a foul was not called, I think, on Mullenauer's last shot.
On his last shot, but I'll tell you what else. When I know he was 80 feet away, but Nixon tried to turn and throw the ball like a shot, and Jackson Center whacked his arm. They could have called that a 3
yeah,
right there.
Could have. Well, we go to a 4-minute OT. We're tied up at 36. What did I say, Chuck, about 2 minutes ago?
You said something about overtime.
I smell OT, and we do have it. So many thanks to our anchor business partners here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the Sydney Daily News, award-winning sports page coverage, our broadcast partner, WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM, SecureCom in Minster, online at securcom.com, the pros in protection, Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, also Fort Loramie in Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing? Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. GOFFENA, furniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy. Fantastic food at Clancy's. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. The number one agency in the region again. And AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection. The industry's clear choice. Well, Minster wins the tip to start the overtime period. 4 minutes. We're tied at 36. Justin Nixon, mid post. Back to the basket. Aiden Reichert gave him the knee from the rear. He coughed up the ball, did Nixon, but the official detected a foul, 4 on Reichert. Ball inbounded, left corner by Schmidt. I don't think Minster has led, Chuck, since early stage, second quarter. They led 11-7 after 1.
Right.
Jackson Center had a 9-point cushion at one point, 23-14. We're tied at 36. 40 seconds gone in the OT. Here's Falk at the foul line. Doubled up. Can't shoot. Throws it behind him to Johnny Nixon. Now 30 feet away, Schmidt. He's at the Wildcats logo now. Drives in Mullenauer. Schmidt all the way to the rim. Around two players. Good shot by Schmidt. Left-handed. Well done. Fantastic drive by Eric Schmidt. He took the ball from 35 feet away, and Minster's got their first lead since early second quarter. 38-36, 2:48 to go in the overtime. Sosby to Reichert on top. Reichert to Camden Reese, who pops out to catch. Camden fires right wing Mullenauer. Back to the basket. It is Reichert. Look at him go to work. Explodes to the rim. Good for two. And a foul. Aiden Reichert, a dandy.
Well, I tell you, the call that they made on Reichert down at that end for the push from behind, they did not call there. Oh, and that would have been the fifth foul on Johnny Nixon.
Scoring in the act of shooting, Aiden Reichert for Jackson Center. We are tied at 38, 2:32 to go in the OT. Aiden with a crucial free throw coming.
He had four at the half. Now he's got 15.
One, two bounces, shot on the way. Yes. 39-38, the three-point play by Aiden Reichert boosts the Tigers to a one-point edge. Forecourt right, it's Schmidt to Holscher. To Falk. Into the lane, Justin Nixon back to the basket. Reese all over him. On the arc to Falk. Camden Reese guarding the interior. Falk guarded by Aiden Reichert at the moment. Far right wing, it's Holscher on the arc to Schmidt. They want to go back inside to Nixon. Justin's got it. Works in Camden Reese. Splits two defenders. Little hook shot, four-footer on the rim. Off, no good. Rebound Jackson Center. That could have easily gone in.
That was a heck of a move right there. It just didn't drop.
Nope, could easily have gone down as not. It didn't. Jackson Center with possession, up one. And then at 45 to go in the overtime, great game on this Saturday night. It's a cat fight at Minster. There's a high dribble on the play by Camden Reese. He tried to get around a Minster defender, and that is ruled a big-time palming violation. The right call is made.
It absolutely was. And on the defensive end that last time when Nixon got to the rim, it's because Reichert really can't come and help. He's got four fouls.
Let's see who Aiden is guarding. Right now, it's Kettner. Aiden Reichert on Kettner in the far left corner.
Yeah, they put Reese.
Yep. Camden Reese on Justin Nixon. Here's Justin with the drive. Power move to the rim. Camden flops. Justin hits it. He banked it in from seven. Good play, Justin Nixon. He maintained his balance. Camden Reese went down. Minster up one. 70 seconds to go in the OT. Here's Aiden Reichert, top of the circle. Elbow on the left. Running left-hander. Wild shot. Short. No good. Rebound Aiden Reichert. Back up. No! But a foul on Minster. Oh, what a workhorse is Aiden Reichert right now for the Tigers.
He's going to wake up in the morning and know he was in a tussle.
Yep, after this double weekend, he will want time off. Jackson Center doesn't play till next Saturday at Columbus Grove.
That's probably good.
Aiden Reichert fouled in the act of shooting. Two shots. First is good. That's a big one. We're tied up at 40. 62 ticks to go in the OT. Both head coaches working the refs. Second shot, Aiden. Once more, swisheroo. Jackson Center up one. Timeout, Tigers. 41-40, Jackson Center. 62 seconds left in overtime on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Oh, one heck of a game. Jackson Center with a foul to give. Five team fouls on the Tigers. Minster Schmidt walks it up. Minster trailing the one. Schmidt left open. Guns a three straight away. He's got it. He's got it. Jackson Center backed off. Eric Schmidt let it fly. Bombs away. Minster ahead by two. 43-41.
Eric Schmidt's having a game.
He sure is. What's he got? 15, 16?
He's
Chuck?
Got 14.
Ball thrown to Reichert in the post. Low on the left. Spins against Nixon. Out back to Sosby. Long three. Hit the rim. Backboard no good. Loose ball rebound. Foul against Mullenauer of Jackson Center. Sosby had a good look. It just did not go down. That's a common foul. Team foul six. 43-41 in favor of Minster by two. 28.5 to go. We witnessed Minster beat Fort Loramie here a month ago, Chuck, 36-35. Minster trailed in this game for the better part of three quarters. Second, third, and fourth. Got it tied at the end of regulation. And now Minster owns the ball up two. 28.5 to go. Hayden Riker's got four fouls, which Nixon has got four.
Johnny's got four. I have never seen this official before. He would not get in my Hall of Fame.
Okay. Hall of Blame. Here's a foul by Jackson Center in backcourt, sending Eric Schmidt to the stripe as Regula picked it up real quick-like. And apparently that is team foul six. That may not have been a foul on Jackson Center. Seconds ago.
They may have called it a held ball,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, right. It may have been a held ball. A ball out of bounds to Minster. Then a foul on the Tigers for their sixth. 26.3 to go. Timeout called. 43-41 in favor of Minster over Jackson Center. Chuck, we'll keep it right here. Let our listeners know. Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. Our online and radio contest this week will be announced in the next 24 to 36 hours. And we may cover Anna Boys at Versailles on Tuesday. We're back here on Thursday for sure. Fort Recovery Girls against Minster. Next Friday, Fairlawn at Bodkins. Fairlawn was clobbered tonight by Bodkins, 68-35. Jets playing without Dominic Davis. Again, we'll have him back next Friday, as I understand.
I love going to Bodkins. They give me candy. They give me hot dogs. They give me Coke.
Everything.
Great place.
They roll out the red carpet. Roll it out. Here is Minster defending in backcourt, and head coach Mike McClurg, or I should say Jackson Center, defending Minster well in backcourt. And head coach McClurg thought there might be a chance that his club would be stymied on the backside of the timeline, so he gets a timeout, 21.4 to go. Tigers have no choice but to foul probably pretty quickly.
Well, they had a good trap, so that's why he called the timeout. They could have held it with 21 seconds to go. They still could get a 10-second call, but or a held ball. But you're right. But once they get the ball in, if they still, you can't let them dribble and get it up down the floor. You got to foul and make them shoot free throws. Because the best case scenario, they're still down two.
Right.
They could be down as many as four.
Tigers had two shots before the buzzer at the end of regulation, and neither one would drop. Each was just a bit strong, hit the back rim. I thought Mullenauer's was going to go in for sure. That would have won the game. Minster has outplayed Jackson Center a little bit here in the overtime. 21.4 to go. Minster ball, 43-41 in favor of the Wildcats. 10 players in backcourt. Minster looks to throw in. It goes on the play to Justin Nixon. That might be the man you want to foul. He's given off on the play to Schmidt. Schmidt races up the floor. Sosby grabs him from behind And it is a 1-1 team foul, 7. That's one of those, Chuck, where, tell you what, there was really no angle to get to the ball. It was a grab of the trunks from the rear. Could have been, what, intentional? Ball out of bounds?
We haven't seen an intentional foul called all season.
Right.
Every foul at this point in the game is intentional.
1-1 for Schmidt, and he pops it home. Wow, he's the hero for Minster tonight. Made the big three here in the OT. Drops in the foul shot. 15 seconds to go. This would give Minster a 4-point lead. Senior Eric Schmidt's got them both. Minster up 4, and Jackson Center's in trouble. Head coach Mike McClure gets a timeout. 15.3 remaining. Chuck will keep it right here and let our listeners know about one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. 15% off everything in the store through February 7th, and this 15% off sale includes all DeWalt power tools and accessories. Big deals, big sales. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Next Friday night, Fairlawn at Botkins. Next Saturday afternoon, Versailles Girls at Fort Loramie. Thursday this coming week, we're right back here at Minster, Fort Recovery Girls against the Lady Wildcats. Possibly a game on Tuesday from Versailles. Anna boys play the Tigers. 15 ticks remaining. Jackson Center will have the ball, must score quickly, then foul. You don't need to shoot a three here. You're down 4. Got 7 players in backcourt. Here comes Reichert, running hard up the court. 12 seconds to go. Top of the key, crossover dribble. Mullenauer left corner, long fadeaway shot. Oh, it rimmed in and out, no good. Great rebound by Reichert, fouled on the elbow. 5.4 to go. Well, one of those situations, Chuck, where you make the first one, miss the second one, get a long rebound, shoot the three.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to do. It's harder to miss a free throw on purpose than it is to make one.
Reichert, in the act of shooting, gets two. He misses. Minster rebound, foul. Jackson Center, 80 feet away, 1.1 to go. Wildcats up 4.
It was a 2-2 shot foul.
Right, it was. It was signaled, too, by the official. Sure was. Uh-oh. Now the other referee is saying 1-1.
He's wrong. He got the rebound and was going up for the shot when he got hammered.
Oh, clearly the official who gave the ball to Reichert had 2 fingers in the air. And
they got the coin out. Now they're going to decide what to do.
And when the shot was missed, all H broke loose in the lane. Everybody went for the rebound. The officials were even buffaloed.
But Reichert stayed right there going, hey, I get another one.
Exactly. Well, you make this, you've got to make an incredible steal and a Hail Mary 3. Jackson Center led 23-14, let this one get away. Led the entire second half. Minster Storm from behind. Got it tied at the end of regulation. The Eric Schmidt Show tonight for Minster. What a game for him, the senior.
He was terrific
on senior night. Eric Schmidt, the 6-footer, left-hander, southpaw. Brilliant game for him. And unless the Tigers can turn this thing around, incredibly so, in the final 1.1, Jackson Center will fall to 14-5 on the year. And Minster's ledger will expand to 14-4. It'll be Minster's 9th win in the last 10. And I'm not sure what's going on here, Chuck. We got 2 men in stripes. 1 in the Minster huddle, 1 in the Jackson Center huddle, and it looks to me like
they're going to call it a 1-1, I think.
Yeah, 2 free throws may not stick.
And that was
I said in my description, 2 shots for Reichert.
I saw
the one referee signify 2. May not make much difference at all. 4-point lead, Minster, 1.1 to go. And The foul called against Jackson Center after the Minster rebound on the missed free throw by Reichert stands. And Minster's Gettner shoots the 1-1 with 1.1 to go in the OT, and Minster ahead before. Tough luck loss for Jackson Center, which outplayed Minster the second, third, and fourth quarters. No question. Head coach Scott Elkert not pleased. Aiden Reichert knew it was two shots. Like Chuck said, he stood right there at the line after he missed the first.
Well, that was when they handed him the ball. The guy put two fingers up. How does he not remember that? It wasn't that long ago. He isn't older than I am, and I remember it.
Kettner in and out on the free throw. No good. Buzzer sounds. That's it. Minster rallies from behind, defeats Jackson Center 45-41 in overtime. Chuck, it seems like about every time we come here to Minster for a boys game, it is overtime or a nail biter down to the last second at the end of regulation.
Absolutely.
No different here tonight. Heck of a game. Heck of a game. Drive carefully tonight. Drive carefully in the weather this evening, and we may talk to you once again on Tuesday from Versailles, if not on Thursday from right back here at Minster for the Minster Fort Recovery girls game. 45-41. Minster storms from behind. Notice my pun there, Chuck. Minster storms from behind to win before 45-41 over Jackson Center in a very good Saturday night boys basketball game here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. Quick final word from Osgood Bank, one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. As Mr. Springer just came by and alerted me that my shout out to Georgia was indeed heard.
Good.
Osgood Bank has got you covered if you're looking to buy, build, or refinance a home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Chuck, the scoring for tonight's game, and I'm sure Eric Schmidt is in line for a Clancy's.
Don't give it away. He was outstanding. Jackson had a 25-22 rebounding advantage, 5-4 on the offensive boards, 11 turnovers for the Tigers, 9 for the Wildcats, 8 of 11 from the free throw line for Minster. That was very helpful for him tonight. 10 of 12 for Jackson. Individual scoring for the Wildcats, they were led by Schmidt with 16. They got 9 out of Justin Nixon. On the other side, Aiden Reichert had 18. Then they got 9 out of Cam DeMreese. Clancy's players of the game, Eric Schmidt and Aiden Reichert.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Oh, how about these Minster Wildcats? Now 14-4 on the year. Beat St. Henry last night to go to 7-0 in the MAC. They've got a big date upcoming with Fort Recovery. which is 4-2 in the MAC. By the way, the Mr. Girls play Fort Recovery this coming Thursday. That's a big headliner game on the girls' side in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Minster now, Chuck, has won 9 out of 10, and this is a club that will give Northwest D4 regional teams fits.
Well, I mean, it is such a nice atmosphere. They having the Shelby County and the MAC play, it's just the perfect non-league Saturday night games.
Sure is.
Every time we come here, A, they roll out the red carpet, but B, it's always a good game. I mean, it's a well-coached team, and they have all kinds of talent. And tonight, Schmidt was that we talked that Nixon and Reichert were going to have their games, but whoever had somebody step up, and that was Minster. They had Schmidt.
Yep. And Schmidt made a big three in the overtime session. Jackson Center didn't respect him well enough on the arc. He had a lot of clearance.
Well,
he drained one head of the circle, about a 22-footer. The nearest Tiger was a good 5 feet away or so.
Well, yeah, you just had a feeling that if Minster got the lead, right, it was going to be tough for Jackson to win the game.
Jackson Center now 14-5 on the year. The Tigers have won 6 of their last 8, off till Saturday. Go to Columbus Grove before concluding February 12th and 13th, home Anna, home Riverside. And as I noted, Minster has now won 9 of 10, 14-4 on the year. Drive carefully tonight. Storm impending. This game finishing much later than we thought it was going to. Senior night here at Minster had that ceremony. JV game was a thriller. It went OT. Jackson Center victorious. Varsity game goes OT. A lot of extra sessions tonight. And Minster prevails. Final tally, what, Chuck? 45-41?
45-41.
For our online scoresbroadcast.com audience, for our radio WMVR 105.5 TAM FM audience, for Chuck alongside Jack Kramer, saying good night from here at Minster, where the Wildcats have come from behind to nip the Jackson Center Tigers in overtime, 45-41 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.